Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliecare@gmail.com. With me for their last episode is co-hosts in residency, or Jaya Saxena and Matt Luchansky. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Boo. Boo.
I'm sad and angry.
Oh, no.
In that order.
Oh, no. Well, this will be a great episode.
Yeah.
Got sad and angry sitting next to me. And
yep.
How am I going to characterize you, Miss Jaya?
I don't know. Right
despondent.
Now.
Despondent.
Pre-drunk.
Pre-drunk. Yeah, you guys, We have beers today.
Yeah.
There's no seltzer in the fridge, so we had to improvise.
We had to have
there was
something.
No seltzer, and I was thirsty. And
beer's good for thirsty.
And for our bonus episode today, our chip chat, our final chip chat together as a fam. Not our final, you guys. We'll be back for sure.
We'll just be like eating chips as friends if you want to find us where we are. Like,
I do know where you live.
Yeah.
Anybody,
if you see us on the street, just give us some potato chips.
Yeah.
And that's a chip chat right there.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, today's chip chat is going to be Flamin' Hot Chips. We have six chips. Including one that Shelley sent, one of our listeners sent to us. It was a Pringles flavor, so Matt got real, real mad.
Mm-hmm.
Sad and angry.
And then mad.
Yeah.
So that's going to be what we're doing for Chip Chat. Before we get into the main episode, I want to remind you guys that I do offer bonus episodes, the Chip Chat episodes, and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show and listen to Chip Chat by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson to help support my show. Thank you so much for helping to support my show. If you're not, please do that. Really, very frustrating, you guys, hosting a podcast every week. I need help and support for the love. Okay, there's my plea. Today... I've been promising this episode for a long time. And not only am I going to do this episode today, I actually am going to devote August to a new theme.
Ooh.
When I have my next co-host in residency, Meredith Haggerty, here with me for the month of August. Today's episode and then running all the way through August is going to be all about bras. Bras!
Yay!
We love bras and we hate bras and we have feelings about bras.
Bras are great and awful.
Yeah, they are. They are both of those things. And I think that there's so much to talk about on the subject that I feel like I can definitely do a month's worth of episode. It won't be all of August because Meredith and I have other topics to discuss. But that is going to be our August thing that we do. And in typical Jolie fashion, I have a cute little name for it. Jai, can you guess what it is?
Braugust.
No, but now it is.
Is it Braugust now?
No, it's not, but now it is. I'm taking that. Oh, my God, Braugust. Braugust is
wow, that's so much better than whatever you're about to say.
It is so much better than what I'm about to say. It's so much better. No, mine is let's all wash our bras.
That's Braugust.
It's Braugust. Yeah. Well, it's going to be in Braugust, let's all wash our bras. Which obviously for
No, the hashtag let's all wash our bras, like the let's all make our beds and all.
Yeah, it all works, but it's Braugust.
It's Braugust.
For sure Braugust. Thank you. Thank you. Good creative stash pals. And that'll do it for this episode.
God,
of
I cannot believe I pulled
so,
that out of my
so
ass
good.
Right now. I am terrible at coming up with things on the spot.
That was very good.
That was thank you for that party.
We were
gift.
Talking about we've everyone's been in like a weird energy today, and for some reason I've been like snappy in a way that I am normally not. I don't know what's moving through
like
me
a bra.
Right now.
Like snappy a bra. Snappy like a bra. All right. So I hope you guys are getting excited for Braugest. I know that I am. We're going to have lots and lots and lots of content. We have two really good questions for today.
Sorry, Matt keeps looking at me. They're like so impressed.
It's
like,
really good.
It was really good.
Because they know how many terrible ideas I have normally.
Because they live with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was just real good.
It was real, real good. Also real, real good are our two questions that we have today. The pathos of the first one cracks me up.
Yes.
I actually am going to have you guys read both of them in succession.
Mm.
I think I'm going to have Matt read the first one because of the I think you'll bring the pathos to the first one.
I study the method, so I'm going to really get into it. I was watching a film earlier today that had Lee Strasberg in it, so I'm very feeling, you know, I'm ready to go.
You're feeling methody.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Exactly. And then, Jaya, I'm going to have you read the second question, and then I'm going to answer them basically together because they're related. And then there will be lots more to talk about in progress. Okay, so, Matt, I'm going to have you read the first question from Linda.
Okay.
The subject line is important to this.
Oh, I thought it said something
it's
else.
Part of the pathos.
Sure.
What did you think it said?
I thought it said gay bra.
Oh.
And I was like, I'm ready for this episode.
Yeah.
I was like, it sounds like a good episode.
I want to know what a gay bra entails.
I don't know. That's why I was looking forward to reading the question.
We'll,
I was like, gay bra. Here we go.
Maybe we'll brainstorm it on Chip Chat.
Oh, God. Okay. Linda writes, subject line, gray bra. My bra is already gray. Originally white. Is there any way I can restore the white?
That's literally it. Like,
Linda.
Linda.
I'm so sorry.
Gray bra. Do they even make gray bra? It's like gray icing.
Oh, my God. Okay. And I'm.
That's exactly where my mind goes to. Gray icing.
Okay. And I'm reading the one from Chelsea.
Yes, please.
Yes. Chelsea asks, hey, Jolie. Any tips on how to remove dinge from the armpit area, otherwise known as the top ass, Chelsea,
thank you.
Of an otherwise good bra?
I literally have that in my notes.
Hell yeah.
That's good.
Any tips on how to remove the dinge from the armpit area of an otherwise good bra? Can I oxy-clean it? I hand wash my everyday bra. Parentheses, I know you're supposed to rotate them, but let's be honest, we all have a favorite fairly often, but can't seem to prevent or remove the discoloration. So.
I've got help.
Yeah.
I've got help.
Gray
okay.
Restore the white.
That's yeah. Oh.
I mean,
do not use that as a hashtag.
I mean, yeah, no.
Hashtag white genocide. Parentheses bra.
Yeah. Yeah, there is like a lot of cleaning terminology that could be very, very easily misinterpreted.
Yeah.
It's always hard when you talk about separating laundry.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah.
Whites and colors. It gets awkward. It's really, really awkward. Real fast, let's move right along to bras. Okay. Before I get into what to do about these two pretty related situations, which basically are... In the first case, in Linda's case, that her bra has developed dinge, and extreme. If it's gray,
from white,
that's pretty extreme dinge.
Though it is brave to wear a white undergarment. Period. Any undergarment that's
white. It's the most popular.
I don't understand
bra
that.
Color.
That's crazy.
I learned this at a bar trivia once.
White?
At a bra trivia?
Oh. White.
Do you guys get it? I'm looking at.
Matt's looking back and forth, desperate for recognition.
Pretty good.
No, white. And I was shocked about that.
I'm really
shocked. Because I really thought it was going to be black or
some version of
beige.
Nude.
And nope.
No, white. Interesting.
Yeah. Wild.
Interesting. Huh. We'll have to look into that. I'll look into that as Braugest progresses.
Braugest.
I'm just going to try to say Braugest as much as possible. In Chelsea's case, she has dinge just on one area, which is under the armpits. I'm going to guess that's probably staining that's being caused by her deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking spot dinge versus all over dinge. But isn't that sexy?
That's really good.
But basically, the techniques that we'll use to triage both bras are the same. Before I get into that, triage. I love the
tree
word.
Tree-bra. I'm stopping now.
I love the word triage.
It's good. I use it a lot.
Yeah. Okay. So before you get into that, I have to give this spiel. And I have to say that, of course, I live here in the real world with all of you. And I know that, like, not everyone is going to be perfect all the time. But I do have to, like, finger wag a little bit on a few subjects pertaining to bras. The first of which is this. Yes, you have to wash your bras. You have to. You have to. They're like any other garment. You have to wash them.
I know.
They're
no.
I'm taking it personally. Amazing.
I am taking it personally. I washed 3 of my bras the other day.
I know you wash your bras.
I washed 3 of them the other day. And
if you were not interacting with Julie a lot every week for the past month, would you be washing your bras?
No.
Yeah, there we go.
No, I remember.
No, that's not true.
I would have, because I remember, especially with summer, we were out on like one of these 95 degree, really muggy days, and I just felt all of my underboob sweat being absorbed directly into this lining, and I was like, that is a...
Yes,
that is a line that is crossed, and I definitely need to wash this.
It's become too wet.
It was the sponge sort of situation.
Yeah, which actually like leads me right into the spiel that I need to give about washing bras. So there's this weird myth somehow that like the majority of women seem to have accepted as fact. I don't know where it came from. I don't know how it's been disseminated. But I have to smash this myth. The myth is that boobs aren't dirty. They're like any other body part.
What about the special boob skin that everybody has?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy bones.
But that's the thing. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, but boobs aren't dirty. I don't have to wash my bra. What?
It's not like, say, a towel, which only touches you when you're clean and thus never has to be washed.
Oh, my God.
I'm trying to see if I can kill Jolie.
I'm going to throw you off the roof. I don't know what happens to people's logic transistors when it comes to cleaning. Like, where?
Because I don't want to do it.
Just don't do it. But, like, you don't need to lie to yourself and to the world on a hot mic.
Bras aren't, say, like jeans, which never need to be washed because denim is, like, a self-cleaning substance.
Yes, it's a self-cleaning oven. Indeed. Yes. Mm-hmm. No, you have to wash your bras. Boobs are dirty. They are not any more or less dirty than, say, a knee or an elbow or a back.
Yeah.
Body shaming.
I'm not.
Saying that my knees are dirty.
I'm not. I'm trying to put it in context of being like, yeah. I'm not shaming sexualized parts.
Like my elbows.
Like your elbow. Right. That's why I compared it to the elbow and the knee, like the non-sexual parts. I'm not ashamed. There's nothing that's like dirtier about boobs than a kneecap. But
no,
like,
it's skin.
But it's
and
skin.
Skin gets dirty.
Skin is, yes, inherently, and it rubs up onto your clothes. And so here's what transfers onto the bra from your boobs, okay? Body soils are everywhere. So that includes dirt. That includes sweat. The little trickle that...
the deluge.
The deluge that Chaya was describing. The waterfall of sweat.
Oh, my God.
Dead skin and sebum, which is always fun to say.
One more time.
In a mixed crowd.
What's
sebum?
What's sebum?
Sebum is the natural oil that your skin excretes.
Oh.
You tend to get more of it on your face.
I didn't know that it had a name.
It has a name.
Everybody has it.
Yeah. Sebum.
So this is why you have me an idiot slob on the program. The questions.
The format has always been, you know, idiot slob on the mic across from Jolie.
Yeah.
That's sort of the shtick I've got going. It's the stand-in for the audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The every person, if you will. Yes. okay, so all of that stuff is going to transfer off of your boobs which you think aren't dirty, but are, and not in a shamey way, just in a way that, you know, necks also are dirty. Mm-hmm. Got to wash your turtlenecks.
Yeah.
You wouldn't never wash a turtleneck.
I buy disposable ones.
That is all going to transfer off onto your bra and create that ditch. Now, the other thing I have to point out to shatter this my boobs aren't dirty myth is that bras don't just reside on your boobs. They also go around and under your armpits, which I think we can all agree, at least here in this room, is dirty. We're referring to it as top ass.
The top ass. Yes.
Top ass.
That's dirty.
The top ass. So clearly a dirty body part. And not in a shamey way. No. Your armpits, they're not sexual. Well, they're sexualized for some people. Yeah, I don't want to get into all that.
Really, I've already done yums up there.
I've already done a fetish episode.
Okay. Nice.
And they go around your back. And like, your back gets really... Why did I just sound like Christopher Walken when I
you
said
bet.
That?
It's awful back there.
Like... Your back gets dirty too. It gets
my
sweaty.
My back is disgusting.
Like,
you get sweaty a lot.
Like, sweaty a lot.
It
on
is
your
the
back.
Worst part of my body. In the summer, it's a nightmare back there.
Oh boy.
Sweat wise?
Sweat wise.
Like, we're talking
bad.
Waterfall. It's just like, maybe because I'm hunched over all the time, I'm just naturally a natural incline.
So, you know, your bra does need to be washed just because it is in constant contact with various parts of your body. So even if you still want to believe for yourself that your boobs aren't dirty, you have to concede that your top ass and your back are dirty, and you got to wash the bra.
Or the top ass and the back front is what I do.
Okay, we'll use that one. I like that. Okay, let's talk about how often. You guys have heard me say this before. I'm going to repeat it. A bra should be washed every 3 to 6 wearings. Wearings, not days, wearings, because some of us have bigger bra wardrobes than others, and some of us rotate more. And actually, when we close out this episode, I gave Jaya a little homework today.
Yeah.
Oh, Jaya, Jaya and I are going to talk about our own personal bra wardrobes and what their makeup is. And we should say, and Chelsea pointed this out. She was like, I rotate, but everyone has their favorites.
Yeah.
And both Jaya and I, when we were assessing our bra wardrobes, were like, yep, we've got like the go-tos and then we've got all of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, the go-tos are the ones that are getting worn more often. So every 3 to 6 wears is what you want to be aiming for. Look, if it's a little bit more than 3 to 6 wears, if it's a little bit less, like if you've just washed your bra and then you've gone out on a day like Jaya was describing and...
My horrible, horrible sweaty day.
You've sweated Lake Victoria into your bra. Go ahead and wash it again. Like, that's okay. It's no problem at all.
But may I say, what an incredible tool for catching sweat that would otherwise have gone into my shirt.
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Just like when you get the lined ones, it's like wearing two like little thin sponges all over over your bras. It's really amazing.
It's like maxi pads for boob sweat. Like,
see, now there's an idea.
Yeah. We could have like little wings to go under your top ass. And, like,
well, they had those bras that are like I've seen like the little Morpheus sunglass version ones that they just
ones that are like, it's like strapless and backless. Yeah. That just like
the sticky bras. And I actually have one of those. So when I talk about my bra wardrobe, I'll talk about that.
Oh, I forgot that I do have just the sort of cutlets that you like stamp onto your nipples.
Well, that's what I'm saying. When I say that there are like, actually, there's enough content. I'm not going to do 4 full episodes in August on bras. In Braugust. But really, like, there is enough for me to do a ton of episodes.
Yeah.
Like, there are the sticky bras, there's sports bras, there's a nursing bra. Nursing bra. Don't even get me started on the horror of the nursing bra. Anyway, I gotta focus. 3 to 6 wearings.
Mm-hmm.
Also, good bra hygiene is to rotate between wearings. So you don't want to wear your bra more than one day in a row. You don't want to wear a bra 2 days in a row. You want to let it rest for at least a day in between wearings. Now, I also want to concede that on that point, I really live here in the real world. And I know that sometimes you just do wear the same bra 2 days in a row because it's the best bra for the outfit that you're wearing 2 days in a row. You've left it out and it's just easier to grab it. Like, whatever it is, But ideally, you don't want to do that. And the reason you don't want to do that is because one of the primary fibers that's used in the construction of a bra is elastic. And elastic does not like heat, including the heat from your body. So giving your bra a rest in between wearings will allow it to sort of like cool itself down a little bit mm-hmm. after it's spent an entire day on your hot bod. Yeah. Okay. So for the purpose of today's episode, because we've got two bras, the questions that we've got are about two bras that need triage. So this is not regular washing. These are bras that have developed dinge. So we've got to do... We've got to do a hand wash. I'm going to talk to you about hand washing a bra. Generally speaking, I want to say when it comes to bras, I really, really, really want you to be hand washing. I just really want you to. Like, I'm not going to make you, because I'm not going to make you do anything in life. Like, I don't even during Le Mob, like, I don't say you have to make your bed for a month. I'm like, I want you to make your bed for a month. I want you to come with me on this journey. So, the bra stuff is one where I really, really am just going to like keep hammering home that I live here in the real world. And so definitely during the Bragas episodes, I'm going to talk to you about best practices for machine washing, because I know some of you are just going to do that.
That's what I do.
And
I use a mesh bag and then I laid it flat to dry.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm going to be.
I'm not that bad.
I'm not a monster, Jolie. You've taught me something.
It was on the delicate cycle.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for doing the broadcast.
It was on the
episode.
Delicate cycle in a mesh bag and then laid it on a towel flat to dry. This is.
See how well I taught her, you guys?
I saw it. I witnessed it. I could not use the table.
We have a very shallow bathroom sink that really does not allow, like, anything to be
it's
in
less
it.
Of a sink and more of like a plate.
Yeah,
it's like one of those,
and
it's
actually
that's its own problem that we are gonna address at some point in a remodel, but like it is very difficult to wash anything in that.
I gotcha and I will well actually let me just go ahead and throw that into the instructions for today, because I mean we're here, like why not? Okay, so for the reason in the case of these two bras that you're going to have to hand, I need these gals to hand wash their bras, is because they're going to have to do the Jolie Care long soak. Mm-hmm. That's the only good way to reverse dinge when it comes to bras. The alternative is to run the bras through the machine twice or three times in a row using the technique that Jaya just described. So delicate cycle, put them in the mesh bag. Don't overstuff the mesh bag also. Mm-hmm. So if you have to use two or three, you know, if you want to do a whole load of bras and you have to use two or three mesh bags, go for it. I will say that in my own experience, I do not love the mesh bra specific bags. Do you know the ones I'm talking about that are like, they're circular and they're kind of like more structured?
Yeah, which is what I have. Or it's like a sort of a 3D triangle deal.
Yeah. I don't love those as much. I find that just the big, like rectangular mesh wash bags are the best for throwing bras.
Okay, good.
Yeah, because I feel like they can move about a little bit more. Mm-hmm. They can express themselves.
I wish everyone at home could see the little dance. I know.
Doing a little
really good
bra dance. Yeah. Listen, I've got moves. So you can do bras in the wash, you know, like two or three washes in a row, and that will help to combat dinge. But honestly, like, for the amount of time that's going to take you and like the water and energy it's going to use and all of that stuff, you're better off hand washing and just doing the long soak in the sink. I also really like this because it's a good way for you guys to learn how easy hand washing is, and it really is super, super easy. Now I'm going to say, Jaya, you are not the first person who has complained to me about an overly small bathroom sink.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, I actually don't tell people to use the bathroom sink.
Okay.
I tell people to use the kitchen sink.
Well, then we gotta clean the kitchen sink. That's a whole thing.
Listen.
I know.
wiping a sink out with just soap and a sponge is a real chore.
It is.
Yeah.
You gotta scrub like right around where the drain is for that. It's a lot.
It's like 45 seconds of work.
It's almost enough that what if I just never wash my bras?
What if you just threw them away and got new ones?
then you'd be bankrupt because bras are expensive.
Not when I invent disposable paper bras.
I'm sure they'll be very, very supportive. So yeah, generally
it's like 130-pound paper. Okay, it's like pretty good. That's just a little paper joke.
So yeah, look,
for all people who know
the paper nerds out there
that know what paperweights are because they are a cartoonist also.
yeah, I have no clue. Okay, so kitchen sink. If you don't want to clean the kitchen sink out and your bathroom sink is too shallow, there are still options out there in the world for you. You can get a small bucket.
Mm.
Wash bucket. You know what actually is like the perfect...
I got to schlep to the bucket store.
Why would you complain about schlepping to the bucket store? Know. The bucket store is amazing. The best place in the world. Are you kidding me? I love
to the bucket
store.
The bucket district and the subway's all screwed up.
I love a bucket. I'm like... peak Jolie Care right there.
I love a bucket.
Mm-hmm. I always really liked the there's a hole in the bucket. Dear Liza, when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I always have loved buckets
Did you have a Mr. Bucket as a child?
I don't know what Mr. Bucket is.
Oh, maybe it was like just... There's like,
are you gonna age shame me?
No, yeah. I'm saying like you're like just older than me. I think it was like a Nickelodeon, so it's like it's so easy to miss it by like 2-3 years.
Oh yeah, yeah, so yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, like, well, also I didn't have cable growing up, so I wouldn't have had Nickelodeon.
Okay, or whatever. Yeah. It was like a toy board game, and it was like a bucket that you had balls into, but it was called Mr. Bucket, and he sang and he had a mouth, and it was weird as hell, but it was a bucket themed game.
I would have loved it.
when we're out of here, look it up on YouTube. It's called Mr. Bucket, and it's incredible.
Sounds great. Yes. I'm very excited.
You love Mr. Bucket.
I would love Mr. Bucket. I need to find, where's my Mr. Bucket in the world?
is there a Mrs. Bucket?
Future, I'm gonna get a shirt. Future Mrs. Bucket. One of those bridal shirts, you know.
You get
like
a sash that says
a little bobbly headband with buckets on it instead of penises. Oh, like, God. Yeah, it'll be great. You can whip that up for me, right?
Yeah, that's my Jolie Care Halloween costume, actually.
Okay, the last thing I'm gonna say about buckets. I'm bringing the show back around to the topic, which is that I recently have seized on this. The perfect wash bucket for hand washing in the kitchen sink that doesn't require you to have to clean the sink and also will still allow you to use the sink during the long soak is actually a dish pan.
Hmm.
Like, and I don't think anyone really, I don't think dish pans are like super, super popular anymore, but I definitely know they still sell them out there. Dish pan, Matt's giving me what's a dish pan face. Dish pans are rubber plastic rectangular buckets. They're about, what's that, a foot high? I'm bad with measurements.
My foot is a foot. Hold on. Let's get up there. It's about a foot.
Yeah. It's probably, yeah. My foot is a foot. Yes.
Yeah, by the way, my foot is about a foot. I use it to measure things all the time. It's amazing.
So yeah, it's probably about a foot. Like the walls are probably about a foot high. I don't know. It's probably like, I don't know, a foot by 3 feet. I'm bad with spatial relations. Mm. Anyway. It is designed for you to put dishes into that, like, you can then fill with water and dish soap and you can do them in, or you can, like, move them to the side, or you can set it aside. Oh. Dish pans. That's what they're
called. Is that the thing that, like, yeah, busboys in restaurants have?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And those are big. Those are big dish pans.
Yes.
And there are ones for home size that are a lot smaller. That would actually be, like, the perfect thing for hand washing because you can stick it in the sink. You can fill it up with water and detergent. You can remove it from the sink if you still need to access your sink, or you can just leave it in there to soak all the live long.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a good time for us to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about the long soak technique and what exactly you have to do. And then Jaya and I are going to talk about our bra wardrobe. So everyone should get really, really excited for that. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Jaya Saxena and Matt Lipchansky. We're talking about bras and dish pans
and buckets.
And buckets.
Welcome back to Bucket Blab. You know, it's a podcast within a podcast.
You know what makes me sad, though? I'm like a Carly Rae Jepsen super fan, as is everybody, as is every right-minded person. Not Matt. Like I said, is that right-minded person? But she has this one song that I absolutely hate that's like based on the Dear Liza song. That's literally...
What?
Oh, come on.
It's the Carly Rae Jepsen song is literally called Bucket.
Oh, my God.
Fuck yes. So, that rules.
And it is so
now Matt's a stan.
I stan a legend, and she is... Loves buckets. What the hell? That rules.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Such a bad song. All right.
We're listening to that.
Okay. Long Soak. We can listen to it on the bonus.
Yeah.
I don't, because I'm not worried about being sued for rights violations on the bonus.
Bucket Blab.
On Bucket Blab. Okay. The Long Soak. The ins and outs of the Long Soak are you're going to soak something in water and detergent for a long time. This has been Ask a Clean Person podcast. In the case of Linda, was our first one? Linda. Mm-hmm. Linda. I'm going to go ahead and say that you should use a combination of two products for your long soak. The first product is Tide Ultra Stain Release Detergent. Really, really fucking great detergent. That's how passionately I feel about it.
This is the second week in a row you brought up.
I know. I was waiting for you to say I know. But it's really good. It's really, really good. I also think you should throw a scoop of OxyClean in there. Mm-hmm. Maybe not a bad idea to pick up the Oxy for babies. That's a little bit more of a delicate formula.
Okay. For cleaning baby clothes.
Soak your long soak your baby in OxyClean.
I'm a childless slob. I don't know, okay? Babies are disgusting to me.
Yeah, they are.
It's true.
They make a lot of messes. There's and sometimes you just need to dunk them in bleach. That's the
It's bleach for babies.
For babies.
It's
baby
been
bleach.
Tested on babies. It's fine.
So yeah, I think just a long soak, and I think in this case, probably this calls for an overnight soak. Like I just think that it's going to be a long road to hoe on this one. In the case of Chelsea's bra that has the stains under the armpit, I think she should do the same combo, but I think she's going to have to do one other step when it comes to the long soak process, which is I think she's going to have to go in every few hours and rub the stained part of the bra against itself while it's underneath the water. So just give it a good vigor, our old the Jolie Kerr vigorous rub.
PMTM.
Yeah. I will say that in my experience, I found using a laundry brush to be too abrasive for bras, for delicates like that. Like, I've tried it because I do get kind of the dark, oh, they almost look oily stains under the armpits from the deodorant. And I've tried it with my laundry brush, and like every time I'm like, no, this feels too aggressive, like just too much for the delicate thing. So I think that just rubbing the fabric against itself is the way to go. You could try it with a laundry brush. You could try it with a very, very, very soft bristled toothbrush and see. One other thing that you could, that would be fine to use is just a regular sponge. So not a scrubby back sponge, nothing like that. Cause you don't want to snag the bra on anything, but just a regular sponge might be the thing that lets you kind of go. And after it's soaked for a few hours, to go and really like lift off a lot of that that buildup that's causing the staining. So I think that's going to do the trick. Well, after you've done the long soak, you're going to drain the sink or empty your dishpan or bucket or whatever you've got. And you're going to rinse the bra very, very, very well. You do want to make sure that you rinse out all of that detergent for two reasons. One, the lingering soap just isn't good for the lifespan of the elastic. It will help. It will start to break it down sooner if you leave soap lingering. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if you leave soap lingering in the bra, it's going to be up against your skin and it can cause irritation from the soap itself. So you don't want to do that. The soap also can cause dinge. So lingering soap in any kind of clothes, this is true of any clothes, will make clothes look dingy. So you want to rinse really, 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 really well. After you're done rinsing, you want to squeeze out as much of the water as you can, but you want to do so gently. You never, ever, ever want to wring a bra. You never really want to wring any kind of fibers, because it's not going to be especially true of bras. They are really delicate. Like, yes, you have to wash them. Wash them with love. Like a baby. You know, in bleach. No, don't
use baby bleach.
Then, well, here's the thing. Don't use chlorine bleach. Even on white bras, you don't ever want to use chlorine bleach on anything elastic. That will also break down the elastic. So you want to stick with an oxygen bleach, which is safe. So after what did I say?
You didn't say anything. Okay. I was just thinking something. I just, the classic expression, don't throw the baby out with the bleach water. No, sorry.
Okay, so the last thing that you're going to do for the drying stage is you want to roll the bra up. After you've squeezed it out, you want to roll it up in a towel, which will help to press out more water and help it to dry very quickly. When it comes time to drying, this is so important. This is so important. This is almost as important as washing the bra in the first place. Do not hang the bra by the straps to dry, okay? You will stretch out your straps. You will completely ruin the bra. Like, do not do this. Always hang it to dry by the center gore, which is the centerpiece in between the two cups. That's called the gore, G-O-R-E, center gore. You always want to hang it over the center gore if you're going to hang dry. Or do what Jaya did and lay it flat on a towel to dry. Either one of those two things are fine. So that is your basic bra hand washing instruction. It is very easy, you guys. I did a load of bras 3 days ago. It took 10 minutes total. Total. From start to finish. Like, this is a very, very simple and fast and easy process. I want everyone to try it in Braugest. Just like I just want everyone to try making their beds in March. Mm-hmm. Just try it. And after you try it, you know what you'll have to send me?
Wash water.
That's right.
Thank
you.
And September, you can throw all your bras out and just buy new ones.
Or buy my patented Bristol board paper bra.
Indeed. All right. So we have a few more minutes before we have to wrap up and get to chip chatting. And so I think Jaya and I want to have us talk a little bit about our bra wardrobes.
Yeah.
I will say that, like, our mutual love of bras was one of the first things I remember us bonding over.
Yes, because I really love pretty fancy lingerie.
Yeah.
But it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And it's always very, like, the pretty to comfortable balance is always a difficult thing.
Indeed.
So I feel like my prettiest bras that I really, really love are not the bras that I want to be in all day long, which is probably why I don't wear them as often. I just want to wear them, like, in bed for 5 minutes to look cute until they're taken off of me.
I find that the bras that I look best in when I'm wearing nothing but a bra,
right,
are the ones that I look worst in when I'm wearing clothing.
Yes, absolutely.
And vice versa. Like, yeah. It is like a totally amazing thing for me.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you. I gave Jaya a little homework assignment for me. I texted her and I was like, hey, since we're doing bras today, like, this is like, thank God we all work from home.
Yeah, that I could actually do this.
I know. I was like, oh, I can just do this. Like, I just don't have to do this right now. So the reason I thought of it is because I was doing this morning. I've been cleaning out my dresser drawers this week. I've just been doing one drawer at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So one drawer a day, which is nice. Like, I'll throw on a Bravo show, pull out a drawer.
My favorite show. One drawer at a time.
One drawer at a time. And actually, I will say, like, and I, at some point, I probably also owe you guys, like, a whole arc on, like, organization and like, purging and, like, sort of techniques on how to, like, do that. Why? What? Purging? Why?
Oh, no. Just, like, you're going to have to, like, come and do, like, a bar rescue at my house.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that.
With organizing drawers because yeah. It is.
I love. That's actually the thing. I love I love organizing more than I love cleaning. Right. So Matt Miller, my best friend, loves cleaning and does not love organizing. I love organizing. I love cleaning too, but.
Do you want to come live in our house?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I do. Actually, probably right now should come so I have supervision. Because I'm hiding so much that I'm getting, it's like it's a weird like cycle that you get in where like you hide because everyone is scary, but then you get weirder and more scared of everybody. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I should probably just come live with you guys. I'll be over tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, great. Okay. So today I was like, oh, I'm going to organize my bra and underwear drawer. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very satisfying job. And as I was doing it, I was like, oh, I should just catalog what I have here so that I can like tell the people. And then I had Jaya do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So here's what I came out with. It's maybe insane, but no one's surprised, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay. So I have three bralettes, which are those like no underwire kind of like things that you like pull over your head. Mm-hmm. Convenient for like, you know, wearing around the house or like if I have to like run out and run
a bodega accessory.
But I was going to say like bodega run because like the thing is with me, like I'm blessed. Like I'm pretty bosomy. But I don't necessarily need to wear a bra, even though I have pretty big boob. Like,
same.
Basically, my boobs stand up is what I'm trying to brag to you guys about.
Julie is extremely perky.
I'm very perky. I'm very perky. I mean, I'll tell you guys what size I wear. Actually, maybe bigger now, but I wear a 34D. I have pretty big boobs. Mm-hmm. And remember, guys, I'm 5'2". So big boobs on a little Jolie. that classic SNL sketch. So I have the three bralettes. I have one sticky bra, which was the thing that Matt was talking about. I have one, and the sticky bra is in black. I have one strapless bra in beige. Mm-hmm. Then I have two every day in black and two every day in beige, meaning those, when we talk about our go-tos, the ones that you're always kind of grabbing for, like those are two of my everydays. Then I have three more everyday ones in colors. One's navy, one's purple, and one's like fluorescent green.
Nice.
Because I'm Jolie. Sure. And it has hot pink bows on it. Yeah. I'm Jolie. So I would say that those ones, that's seven. I have like kind of seven every go-to everyday bras, which is a good bra wardrobe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's,
part of the reason
that's way I, more for the everyday than I have.
Well, and part of the reason that I do is because I take really good care of my bras, so they last a lot longer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My name's Julie. I take good care of my bras.
Well, I don't live in a big pile of filth. My name's Julie.
Also petite with big boobs. I have a lot of other problems, you guys. I'm a weird recluse. I'm a weird recluse. I just got finished saying that I was a weird recluse and I'm scared of everyone.
Oh, I'm Howard Hughes and I have such a cool plane. Yeah, okay.
Let me have this. It's just me and my bras home alone. Okay. Then I have four unlined bras. And these are the ones, this is what I'm talking about. Like, these four unlined bras, they're so pretty. And they're great colors. They're hot pink, light blue, and white. They're beautiful. I look so good in them when I'm wearing no top. The minute I put a shirt on over these, I'm like, what the hell happened to my boobs? That was terrible. Pointing in different directions. Like, what is going on
here?
They
always have, like, the seam right across the nipple that makes it look, like, boxy and weird.
All wrong. Yes. All wrong. But they're beautiful. They're my sex bras.
Yeah.
They're my sex bras. And the thing is,
my favorite Robbie Williams song. Sex bra. Yeah, never mind.
The funniest thing about me having a sex bra is that I am a never nude, so like we're
so that you're saying they're made of denim.
And then I have two like I just call them wild. There's no describing these bras. They're from Agent Provocateur. They're like,
oh,
they're
whoa.
Just, they're crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not that spendy. Agent Provocateur has a crazy sale twice a year in the summer and right at the start of the new year.
Ooh.
And, or sorry, right after Christmas, start of the new year. And I wait for it. And it's like 75% off.
Whoa.
Like, it's a crazy sale. So I wait for it and I go in and I stock up on like Wild's fun. I usually use like Christmas money and I'm like,
buy
myself a pretty crazy new bra.
Oh, I need to do that.
Yeah. So we'll go this year. We'll go. Yes. We'll have a little adventure. Anyway, so that's my bra wardrobe. Well, how did your bra wardrobe shake
so
out?
So mine, I realize I have 9 bras, though I didn't count the sticky one. But the sticky one for me, it's not even a bra. It's just like 2 essentially like, yeah, like chicken cutlet cups that you put directly over the nipples.
You have the silicone one.
Yeah, the silicone thing.
I have the sticky one.
Yeah, to keep you from being nipply. So I have 4 underwire bras. One of them is unlined and 3 of them are lined. And 2 of them are basically like my real everyday bras. There's like a black one and a beige one that are like the t-shirt bra sort of thing. And there's one like pink lacier demi-cup fancier one. And then I have like 4 bralettes that like provide no support and are just more like fancy. I'm wearing one of those right now.
Right.
And I realize like I also, what are my everyday ones depends on the season very much. Like in summer, because I'm wearing more tank tops, wearing more like backless or lower cut, things that are more likely to show not just my straps, but like the bigger structure of my bra.
Yep.
I tend to wear more bralettes because it's like, oh, it's cute that you can see like an entire lace that like the shirt I'm wearing right now, you can't see, but it's like sheer in the back. So I'm wearing a bralette because it's like black lace all the way there, which looks a lot better than like your standard like industrial hook situation.
Yeah.
and I also, like you, I'm a 32C. So, I mean, it's not nothing, but I can wear not a bra or like a very,
like, you know,
unstructured bra and still and not be uncomfortable in any way. But yeah, like I think, you know, 2 of the underwire bras definitely do not wear except for certain occasions or like maybe certain outfits that they look better under. Yeah, definitely a lot with the bralettes, like, It depends on the clothing. Like, I'm not going to wear that. I don't wear them much in the winter where I'm doing more like button-ups or something that like the lace will show through.
Yeah. And like with more structured clothing, you almost want more like more of a structured bra.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but I definitely do notice that like at any given time, there are like 2 or 3 of the bras that I pretty much wear. And then that'll change once it gets cold or hot out. And then I have a sports bra.
That when you texted me that you have a sports bra, I was like, oh, Chaya,
I should get
that's
another.
So cute.
Like, I should get. Well, oh, wait, no. I have like, I would. So this is weird, too. I do pole dance. And so I have like 1 like actual sports bra, and I have 2 sort of like sports bralettes that are like cute.
They
like double as bathing suits if you need them to. Yeah. And whatever. And it's for that sort of exercise.
Remind me on the bonus episode that I have a great pull story from our mutual friend Tyler Coates.
Oh my god,
he just texted me and it's hilarious.
Oh my god, yes.
And it's a great bonus episode story for me to tell. I wish I thought about it as part of my drawer clean out today. I was cleaning out my my like workout gear, and I had like one or two sports bras that I put out that were in great shape. I just shouldn't have brought them to you.
Oh man,
shoot.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's like I'm not doing like long distance running. I'm not doing any sort of exercise where my boobs are like bouncing up and down a ton.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just definitely realized like, oh, these are sort of the small bras that I wear, and then there are like other ones that get shoved to the back.
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And now everyone knows about my bras.
Yeah, well, that was why I asked. You know, I was like, the thing is, it'll be fun. Like, it's fun to talk about all this stuff. And you guys, as we cruise into Braugest, there has to be a word that I should have used instead of cruise. like as we motorboat.
Strapping.
Motorboat into Braugus.
As we strap into Braugus. Yeah.
Ugh. Strapping for Braugus. Yeah.
I would like to hear about all of your bra wardrobes. I want you guys to go look at your bra wardrobe, see what you got. Like, I mean, that was like, I actually like made a whole, obviously I read it off for you. Like I made a whole list. I had it by color and I'll put up, I promise I will take a photo of my bra wardrobe in its drawer now that it's like all super, super organized. And I will post it to Patreon so that the patrons can see it. If you want to subscribe to Patreon and help support my show.
Support. It's like another progress.
Yeah. Yay! It's going to be so good. I'm so excited for progress. Do you guys want to stick around with Mayor? We could have a foursome.
Oh my God.
Why
It'd
not?
Be great. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Two pairs of boobs. Matt and Jaya and Mayor and Joel's. all right. It was a stretch, but.
I like that.
Yeah. You get it? It's a stretch. on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person podcast. We got a chip chat.
We got pun bingo through that.
If you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. That's where you're going to go listen to chip chat. We're going to go chip chat about hot chips today. We got a lot of hot chips. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And, of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. And most importantly, thank you to Matt and Jaya for being here with me this month.
Oh, my God. Thank you for having us. This was so much fun.
Wonderfully fun.
We'll be back.
And we'll be back.
I'd say I'm going to miss you when you're gone, but I don't think you're actually leaving.
No.
All right, you guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.